Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Numbers 30, verse 2 says, "If a man vows a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." Telling the truth should be one of the easiest things we ever do. Yet we often think a lie is more appropriate for some reason. Some have thought that if a lie helps someone, they should lie. They believe that by disobeying God, we can honor him and help him by denying him. This line of thinking makes no sense and will destroy our reputation. The truth may sometimes hurt, but it always sets us free. Truth does not need to be blunt, but it must be true. It's an easy thing to remember, but it's hard to speak, and often rejected by those who would rather live in the midst of lies. Satan is always the opposite of truth and displays his lies as truth. Very clever, by the way. Those who embrace the truth are most dangerous to him. Those who tolerate lies are his friends. We need to be people who recognize the fact that truth is not threatening to us, but it's something that helps us live our lives in the context of the way we were actually created. If we weren't created, if we were evolved, then truth would be less important. But we are created. The Bible tells us that we were knit together while we were in our mother's womb. There's a place for us that God has specifically designed. And as we understand the way that we're designed, we can live in the context of that design. And that's the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. It's the truth that allows you to sleep at night. It's the truth that allows you to look forward to eternity. It's the truth about God and his love and his purpose for you that allows you to live a fulfilling life. As you look for significance in this life, it comes from understanding the truth and applying the truth to your life. And you will find that you are significant in the relationships and in the purposes of this life and secure in the very hand of God, because the truth sets you free to live in the context of the way that you are created. And when you live in that context, everything works the way it's supposed to work. We need to speak the truth. We need to obey the truth, and we need to honor the truth. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Hope to talk to you again soon.